Hi, this is Ann Venino. Welcome to Soundbites. I'm glad you are here. This soundbite is one of my power stories, Tommy and the Dragon. In this mythical story, Tommy finds his way out of a job that is draining him. Enjoy. Tommy and the Dragon. Tommy hears the shrill ring of his alarm and pulls the covers over his head. He slowly gets out of bed and into the shower. As he walks downstairs, tie in hand, he hears his wife and children laughing at his youngest son's newest joke. He smiles. He wouldn't mind staying home and enjoying his family. He dreads the day that is before him. It wasn't always that way. He loved his job when he started out. But now, the stress of working for a government agency, frequently criticized and always underfunded, has taken away the joy in his work. The job has taken a toll on Tommy. He works long hours, has gained weight, and deals with physical ailments resulting from stress. He gets cranky with his family too often. His brain is going dull, and his cynicism is building. What is he to do? Tommy is the first to tell you nothing can be done. He has a family to support and kids to put through college. Finding a job in this economy isn't easy, and he is well along to a good pension for his retirement. So there, he has nowhere to go. One night, Tommy has a dream. In the dream, a dragon comes to him and says, "Whoa, boy, what are you doing with your life?" Tommy says to the dragon, "What do you mean?" The dragon replies, "Your dreams have disappeared, your body is old, and your spirit is gone." "But," Tommy says, "I grew up, I have responsibilities, I have a family to care for, and it's a cold, hard world, so there." The dragon replies, "It's only a cold world, Tommy, if you let your inner flame die out. Come with me." The dragon asks Tommy to jump on his back and they begin to fly. After a few miles, the dragon lands on a field before the highest and strongest wall that Tommy has ever seen. The dragon tells Tommy that a world of happiness and prosperity wait for him just beyond that wall. "Oh, great," Tommy thinks. "I'll never make it over that wall." He begins to plan. In 10 years, he may be able to save enough money to buy a crane to lift him over the wall. That's what he'll do. He'll have to work more overtime and he'll get there. Or maybe a genie will come and grant him 3 wishes. Will the dragon help him? "No," the dragon says. "You have to figure this out for yourself." Tommy is dejected. How can he ever get over that wall? Tommy falls asleep in the field. He is exhausted. In the middle of the night, a huge storm arises. Tommy is frightened. He runs closer to the wall for shelter. As he approaches the wall, something seems strange. From afar, the wall looked like it was made of stone. As he gets closer, he sees it is not stone at all. He touches it. It is a paper wall. All of a sudden, he hears the dragon laugh. Tommy takes a knife and cuts a space through the wall. On the other side, life is glorious. His family is there. He runs to them. Tommy wakes from the dream with a start. What does the dream mean? Tommy laughs. Is the wall he built of reasons why he couldn't leave his job really made of paper? Is the life he wants possible? Yes, he thinks. I only have to walk through my wall of excuses to the other side. So there. The end. Thanks to Ermanno Venino, producer of this soundbite, and to Chad Kraut for the music that accompanies it, under Creative Commons license, Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 International, protected by copyright.